His Holiness the Dalai Lama is giving a public talk on the University of Arkansas campus Wednesday, May 11th, in response to an invitation extended by Professor Sidney Burris. He teaches English and directs the Honors Program in the J. William Fulbright College of Arts and Sciences. He and his associate, Geshe Dorje, a Tibetan monk in exile and U of A instructor, met with the Dalai Lama during a trip to India two summers ago.
The Dalai Lama is currently both the spiritual and the political head of the Tibetan people. Both the 6 million Tibetans who are living in Tibet and approximately the 150,000 who are living in exile now.
Since the announcement of the Dalai Lama's visit, Geshe Dorje and Professor Burris have been preparing.
The basic preparation has been the Dalai Lama film and book series, which meets at the end of every month, and we have been alternating. We have been alternating a book by the Dalai Lama with a film about the Dalai Lama, and we have three more sessions to go before he arrives. These sessions take place in two venues on Monday nights at the end of the month. They are at the Fayetteville Public Library, and on the following Tuesday, we do the same thing at the University Union, so that if you can't make it to one, you might make it to another one. But that's been the main thing. Geshe and I will be teaching a class this spring in nonviolence and the Dalai Lama, and that meets at night once a week. And, you know, those are the major official activities that we've undertaken.
The Dalai Lama will make two public appearances May 11th, one at Bud Walton Arena. The other is a panel discussion.
His Holiness will do a panel discussion on the morning of May 11th, starting at 9:30, and then he will deliver his lecture at 1:30 in the afternoon. In some ways, I'm incredibly excited about the morning event, even more so than the afternoon event. As soon as the Dalai Lama accepted her invitation, I sat down and drew up a list of people that I would like to sort of, you know, hear him have a conversation with. And this was sort of my dream list. And I drew up 10 people. And it turns out that two of those 10 accepted my invitation. Those two are Sister Helen Prejean, the death row nun, who since the early 80s has been one of this country's most articulate and dramatic spokespeople against the death penalty. She her first book, which was on the New York Times bestseller list for 31 weeks, Dead Man Walking, was made into a major motion picture. Susan Sarandon won the Pulitzer Prize for that. Just an extraordinary book. And then she went on to write another one called The Death of Innocence, which charts the execution of several people who she found out were innocent. And she is absolutely charismatic.
The second panelist is Vincent Harding.
He met Martin Luther King Jr. in 1958 in Atlanta, and King was so impressed with him. He asked him if he might stay in Atlanta and work on the civil rights movement. And Vincent Harding and his wife said, sure. And so they stayed for a couple of years in Atlanta. In 1967, when Martin Luther King decided that he had to speak out against the Vietnam War, he chose Vincent Harding to draft that speech for him. And this is significant because typically King wrote his own speeches. He would always pass them around, but he called specifically on Vincent Harding to draft that speech. And so Vincent Harding was the principal architect of the speech that King delivered on April 4th, 1967 at Riverside Church. entitled Beyond Vietnam. In fact, that speech was given exactly 1 year to the day that he was assassinated in Memphis. Vincent Harding has been on the ground floor of several institutions. The King Center in Atlanta, he worked with many other people, but he worked with Coretta Scott King to get that going, and he was the first director of it. He's tireless in his advocacy of nonviolence. So what's going to happen then on the morning of May 11th is that we're going to get to sit down and hear a conversation between these, you know, three extraordinary advocates of nonviolence. And, I mean, as far as I'm concerned, that conversation is going to be historic.
Much coveted tickets for this historic event, free to students, will be available beginning March 1st.
If you go to dalailama.uark.edu, we have all the information there.
Professor Burr says no one will profit from ticket sales.
The Dalai Lama's office is very specific about there being a close and public accounting of the money involved in bringing him to this campus. He charges, of course, nothing. If there is a profit, then we have to talk to the Office of Tibet about finding a suitable charity that we donate it to.
The Dalai Lama's visit is being sponsored by the university's student-funded Distinguished Lecture Series. Again, University of Arkansas students can attend the public talk for free. Reporting for Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.